Jules.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and yes, the highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my coffee mug to you all in salute as we sit here dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. It can be done, guys. I am hearing from people right and left. I'm segueing here just a bit from the usual intro. I got a wave of emails from people, an unusually large one. It was great to hear from everybody. But more often than not, I hear from people saying, oh, I can't believe I let my debt go to, you know, XYZ. I can't believe my spending is at, you know, ABC when I wanted it here instead. Everybody's there, guys. Everybody's there. You are working harder than you ever have. You deserve to be out of debt. You deserve to have your hard work translating into money in the bank, zero debt, your bills paid effortlessly each month, and here's the show where we make it happen. And if your finances are still feeling the pinch of this interesting economy, it's on the upswing. I'm delighted to see it, but we still have the aftershocks of what we had to deal with in years past. You are in the right place, gang, and you are not alone. Thanks for hanging out as we sit here listening to all of our syndicated stations coast to coast, getting great feedback as we save America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand. Oh, it's feeling so good, too. It got cold again here in the Philadelphia area. Me no likey. I want it to get warmer out there. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'm here to do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. It's all good. Last week, we were talking about Craigslist. And I had the best time. The time, as usual, flew by. But when we're talking about ways to save money, it is unbelievable how Craigslist can be a huge help in that. I have always loved it, mainly not only for the money saving, but for the time saving. You know, I got two beautiful growing kids. They are growing like crazy. They grow out of their clothes like maniacs. I'm so proud of them. And when it comes to buying clothes for them, option A, you go to your local, whatever, fill-in-the-blank store that you like with the brand names that you like. You go there, you try things on, you figure it out. Do we like this? Do we like that? Buy them individually for this and that a piece. Or option two, you get onto Craigslist and you say, you know, like I do, hey, I've got a 12-year-old daughter. She wears, you know, size 14 in the girls because she's so dang tall. And what have you got for me? You hit enter. Now, we're broadcasting here from Philadelphia, but I live about an hour west of here in Chester County. Very beautiful rural area. Not a huge amount, you know, not hugely populated. You know, there's tons of neighbors, but not hugely populated. It's the suburbs. And even out here in my little neck of the woods, I will put that description into Craigslist that I'm looking for clothes for a 12-year-old girl. And she wears a size 14 girls because she's so dang tall. And just with the push of a button, I will find people easily here in my neck of the woods. Within 20 minutes, I'll find at least, a half dozen people who are selling bags of exactly the clothing that I'm looking for. Exactly the clothing that I'm looking for. Bags of it. Shirts, sweaters, jeans, shorts, whatever you're shopping for, you're going to find it. And they will sell it to you, bags and bags of it, for about 90% off retail. Okay, so what would you prefer? To spend a huge amount of time on stuff, a huge amount of money on stuff, or would you prefer to spend a lot less money and a lot less time and get exactly the same incredibly high quality clothing. That's all there is to it. Now, last week we talked about a lot more than just clothes. I'm looking at my big piles of notes here. We talked about everything here. We talked about books, toys, oh my gosh, bikes, framed art. Oh yeah, that's some good stuff. Now, mainly I get mine at Goodwill. I luck out hugely. I get these gorgeous matching large sets of framed art that I can find at a couple of the Goodwills near me. But people have vowed by Craigslist when it comes to finding that too. Office supplies, refrigerators, other appliances, antiques. Yeah. You guys, week before, we bought this gorgeous china cabinet. I needed another china cabinet. I hope that doesn't sound too bourgeois. I'm a china collector, but only because I buy my china at Goodwill for like less than a dollar per place setting, and I love entertaining, so I've got tons of china, and I needed another china cabinet. So I got one on Craigslist for a fraction of what I spent on my china cabinet on sale before I got married 20 years ago. Those are the price reductions and the savings you will find on Craigslist. I'm going to repeat that. The china cabinet that I bought for my wedding over 20 years ago easily cost double what I spent 20 years later on the same high quality, same sort of dark wood, same sort of design, that same sort of piece. That is the savings that you can find on Craigslist. It's brilliant. Next, sports equipment for kids we talked about last week. I got some great feedback on that. It's so true. Oh my gosh. Because if you have to buy sports equipment for kids, God bless the athletic kids out there. It's so good in so many ways for so many reasons. And the cost of athletic equipment, you want to buy the best. You want to protect their beautiful heads and their arms and their knees and their elbows and their whole body from head to toe. And you don't hesitate to shell out what you need to get the highest quality equipment. The great news is that if your kids or grandkids or the kids in your life are growing at Mach 2, chances are the kids across the street who are just a couple years older are doing the same thing, and they've got sports equipment to get rid of. So go and find that on Craigslist if you can. Musical instruments, same thing. I love it. I just love it. So we're going to talk more about Craigslist because I thought it was just a two-part show. We're easily making it into three because people are loving the Craigslist stuff as we venture into springtime. People are looking to freshen up their wardrobes, maybe their furniture, appliances, even cars. I talked briefly last week about I did not purchase a car on Craigslist. My husband, who is highly knowledgeable in all the automotive arts, it's dazzling, it's impressive, it's amazing. I'm proud of him for so many reasons. This is just one of them. The man knows everything about cars. So he can buy a car on Craigslist, and we love it. It's fantastic. And I'm hearing from so many people coast to coast who are putting their own history and skills and knowledge to work and saving hundreds, if not thousands of dollars by shopping on Craigslist. So we got another list of things that people are doing, buying on Craigslist. And I love this. Barbecue grills, as we come up into springtime. If you don't love a brand new barbecue grill, you're going to want to skip this one segment. But pretty much everybody I know is either thinking about doing some more lower carb. You got springtime coming up wherever you are across the country. It's getting nicer and nicer to do some barbecue. The guys in our lives, the women in our lives, the men in our lives, we deserve a little downtime, hanging out on the weekend, maybe babysitting a barbecue while we get an amazing piece of meat off the grill, because some things just don't work as well in the oven. You got to do a barbecue grill. And a money-saving note, if you love the taste of like really well-done, beautifully created meats and prepared meats, that's going to start taking up a lot of heat in your kitchen come the summertime. So now is the time. As we skate into springtime, now is the time to look at barbecue grills because, first of all, they're fantastic. And secondly, when you want that beautiful piece of well-created prepared meat, you don't want to have the kitchen heated up, you know, tremendously from your oven going, you know, crazy for hours and hours baking this thing. Then that has to vent off its heat. Do it on a barbecue grill instead, and the taste is amazing. The quality is amazing. It gives you a little time to, God forbid, sit down and kick back for a couple of minutes, maybe grab a beverage of some type and just relax with your family, hang out outdoors while you're waiting for this thing to finish up. Just do it. If you find that you've always been thinking about a barbecue grill and you didn't do it, get yourself onto Craigslist, because here's the best part. Oftentimes, some of these grills are brand new still in the box. It's unbelievable. You can find huge bargains on Craigslist. And if you don't mind a little bit of, you know, smoke from someone else's two or three cookouts they did on their own grill before they put it on Craigslist, you will get it for even less. I have connected with people. I didn't even know grills were this expensive. But grills, oh my God, people are spending thousands of dollars on them, which never even occurred to me. That shows how much I know about grills. But they are finding them. This is the important part. They're finding these beautiful grills for about 75% off on Craigslist. You show up with cash, you go there, you see if you like it. If you don't, you shake their hand and walk away. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to, if you're thinking about getting a fantastic grill and you had your eye on one of the really expensive ones in the magazines, or you know somebody with one of those ridiculous grills that could launch the space shuttle if it wanted to, it has so many gizmos and gadgets on it. If that's the kind of grill that you're looking for, those things cost ridiculous bucks, okay? So go onto Craigslist, look up the exact same model, and you might just be surprised to find the exact same model in fantastic working condition, might just require a little bit of elbow grease from you to clean it up a little bit if it's only been used a couple of times, and you will get it for a fraction of the price. That's what I'm talking about. Can I tell you something? We've had this crazy work schedule. We're adding stations. We're having the best time. It's been this nutty couple of weeks. Victor has saved the day with these amazing barbecued meats that he's done on the grill. Oh my gosh, it is so dang good. And he's watching these shows on Roku. There are so many, you know, wonderful barbecue stars out there that are doing their thing. Oh my gosh, inexpensive. You take these inexpensive pieces of meat, and with some slow cooking, it turns them into absolute divine wonderfulness. So for so many reasons, you get to cook up the inexpensive pieces of meat and make them taste just restaurant quality fabulousness. You get a little time outside. Maybe it's something that you might enjoy with the kids. You know, the kids are hanging out. The grandkids are hanging out. You don't heat up your kitchen as the weather gets a little warmer out there. Everyone's a winner. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, hang out for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. When we get back, even more ways to even save huge money on Craigslist. You all stay tuned.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby-proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Everybody, we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, dedicating yet another show to the fabulous finds you can get on Craigslist. Today's show is dedicated to all of our listeners coast to coast. When we did our first show about Craigslist a couple of weeks ago, I thought it would be a one-parter, you know, whatever. We get so much email coming in, it turns into a two-parter. I've got more fantastic emails, you know, Facebook stuff, you know, text to my phone, emails, all about the fabulous finds you guys have found yourselves on Craigslist. I tip my hat to you all. You are the best. Way to save some serious cash. Before the break, we talked about barbecue grills and all the wonderful, delicious fabulousness to be had finding one of those on Craigslist. Highly recommend it. It saves you money. It saves you time. It actually gives you a good reason to hang out with the people you love and just barbecue some meat, save the heat out of the kitchen as the weather gets warmer. You heard it all. It's all true. Go out and get yourself one. Next up, this one surprised me. But you know what? It doesn't in a way, because we're talking about as the springtime comes up, the weather gets a little better, a lot of people are thinking about remodeling a room in their home. And when I think about remodeling, you know, I just do the lightweight stuff myself. I'll do the painting. I'll do a great job painting. You know, my husband can do some great woodwork on certain things. But a lot of people out there, apparently, who are thinking about improving their homes are going onto Craigslist for sinks, tubs, toilets, and showers. This amazed me. And they're all thinking about remodeling. When people decide to upgrade their bathrooms, now is about the time of year that they do it. They want, you know, the older fixtures. They're charming. They're vintage. And the fittings, you know, it's something that they're really looking out there for, and they're not finding what they want in the regular stores. A lot of times they do, sometimes they don't. Very often, the upgrades are about style and modernization, not function. So, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And you can find some gorgeous vintage old sinks and tubs and showers. And they're saying you can find them out there for almost nothing. I am dazzled by this. I really am. I'm thinking about stuff on Craigslist that I can go out and get myself and haul it home myself. I am very impressed by the people out there who are redoing entire bathrooms or other rooms with heavy stuff that they get on Craigslist. And it makes sense, honestly. You guys know that I've got a Victorian home, and I'm a vintage junkie when it comes to that kind of stuff. I love all the newer things out there. I love all the newer appliances. I love everything else. But some people out there who have really put their nose to the grindstone getting their gorgeous homes in fantastic condition and really wanting to play up the vintage look, this seems like a fantastic opportunity to find exactly what you're looking for. Go for it. And you know what? If any of you have done this out here, between getting the vintage sinks and tubs and showers and stuff, send me a picture. Find me online, guys. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. Ooh, yes. And Tony is reminding me. Guys, take a look at the new website. We have had this team, oh my gosh, our web design team is phenomenal. Our entire show's crew is phenomenal. And for the last month or so, they have been working on the new website, and they just got it up and running. I am dazzled by it. I am so grateful to all of them. I possess absolutely zero of the skills required to upgrade a website. These guys are geniuses, and they put the new website up. It includes a lot of the cityscapes of the cities where we have stations, and it's just so well done. A couple of pictures of the crew on there as well. Take a look at brilliantfrugalliving.com and just pay some quiet homage, if you will, to the brilliant people behind the scenes who have taken care of this and got the new website up. And again, yes, thank you, Tony, for reminding me. Next up. All right. Oh, another one with the appliances. Let's see here. Right. Okay, so we talked about sinks, tubs, toilets, showers, and they brought up again with the appliances. We talked about appliances in the last show, but it's worthy of saying one more time because appliances are so freaking expensive. And more people out there than I thought really upgrade their appliances more often than I ever thought people did. There are people out there that just find a more fashionable refrigerator or who knows what, and they put the other one out there for nothing. It blows me away. If you find yourself looking for one of those appliances, get yourself on Craigslist. See if you've got some nearby. Make sure they're in a neighborhood that you appreciate. Bring someone with you. Play all the regular safety rules. But yeah, same thing goes right there. Okay, next up. Oh, here's a good one, especially as we get into the springtime, guys. Lawnmowers. Lawnmowers, you got to have one. If you live in any kind of a place where you've got grass around your home, if you live in an apartment building, you don't need a lawnmower so much, but you probably know someone who does need a lawnmower. And if you know anybody, yourself included, that's in the market for one of these, definitely look on Craigslist because the ones retail can be kind of pricey. You can find some good sales on those too. But if you find yourself to be handy in any way, shape, or form, and you feel comfortable buying one of these things online, I have heard fantastic, fantastic tales of money incredibly well spent and incredibly well saved. It's all good. So stores sell these upwards of, hundreds of bucks. But one look at Craigslist and you'll find the models, that same new model, exact same model, for oftentimes half the price. And lawnmowers are another one of those expensive goods out there. And they're well built. They deserve to be well priced, too. But if you can't afford them at their current, hardware store, values or whatever, even when the hardware store is having those great sales, definitely check out your hardware stores on their great sale days because oftentimes they'll have fantastic prices there too. But if you want to look on Craigslist too, you'll oftentimes find fantastical things. Next up, these are so good. I love you guys. This is such a great, fantastic list of stuff. Next up, guys, switching gears a little bit here, but this is brilliant to get on Craigslist. Things for the kids like pack and plays, high chairs, rockers, for all the reasons we talked about before. There's a ton of baby stuff on Craigslist. There's a ton of growing kid stuff on Craigslist. And I say this with deliberateness because there's something you want to keep in mind here. There's a certain amount of stuff on baby stuff that people should generally avoid on Craigslist purely because of safety concerns. I would never buy an infant car seat on Craigslist. I would never buy a crib on Craigslist. I probably would never buy a stroller on Craigslist. You just don't know where they've been. You don't know what they've endured. This article is pointing it out beautifully here, and you don't know how well it was taken care of. But things like expensive things, I should add, things like pack and plays, high chairs, rockers, okay, they have probably had much less likely to have any problems. Okay, I'm going to say those things again. Pack and plays, kind of expensive. High chairs definitely can be expensive and you want a well-built one. And rockers, okay? These are the types of items that you probably saw, they got regular use, not abused, not overused. And now with the beautiful kids or beautiful grandkids getting older and older, they don't need that stuff anymore. And you want it to go to good use. Well, here's the way you do it. You put it on Craigslist. And if you need to buy one, you buy one on Craigslist. Okay, when baby grows up, the parents want to make room for new furniture, and you can pick up those items for 75% less than retail. That's not kidding. That's honestly, I've actually seen those sorts of items for less than that. And again, nobody gets more goo-goo-eyed than I do in the wonderful huge baby stores out there. I just love that. I'm in my 40s. My kids are beautifully grown up. We're not doing the baby thing anymore. But I just love that. I had to duck into one. I was meeting a friend for lunch in a nearby mall. They had a baby store in there, and I was uncharacteristically early.
So I dashed into the baby store. I love those stores. They're so freaking great. But if you find yourself looking more for ideas at the baby store and you're maybe your budget isn't quite there at the baby store prices yet, get yourself onto Craigslist and you'll find it for a heck of a lot less. It's brilliant. I absolutely love that. How much time before the break? Guys, hang out for a minute. When we get back after the break, my favorite segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, as we dive into the fantabulous latest financial headlines and why it all spells brilliant time for you guys to get into the housing market. Buying, selling, renting, flipping. Listen up, guys. This next segment's all for you, and it's all after the break. You all stay tuned.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down.
You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour, which means it's time for my favorite segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. We're tuning in here from the Philadelphia area from WCHE Studios, where we are blasting nationwide via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Who better to join me than a fabulous, amazing realtor here in the area? And again, full disclosure, also my dad. You may envy me now. But we got a great, fantastic segment that's getting all kinds of great buzz coast to coast, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. If you are looking to buy, to sell, to flip, to rent, whatever you're thinking about, you know you're thinking about getting your toe in the real estate market. Maybe you're thinking about selling. Maybe you're thinking about buying. Maybe you're thinking about investing. This is the guy in the know, and he is joining us right here live and in person for another episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Welcome, sir.
Chrissy, thank you for that unbiased, fact-based introduction.
Never claimed to be unbiased,
I love
but it doesn't
I love
mean
it.
I'm not true.
Okay. But like Chrissy said, listen, if you have any questions about real estate, go on to our brand-new Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate website. And that's a landing page. You can ask for all kinds of reports on, you know, what's my house worth, what are houses listing and selling for in my area. Now, what's it take to get my house sold, our 25-page updated four-times-a-year seller's guide, our 25-page updated four-times-a-year buyer's guide. Now, you may ask, well, you know, you guys are in the Philadelphia area.
Right.
How in the world can you help us out here in Nashville, Tennessee? Well, guys, I have a nationwide network of people I work with. And if you have a question about real estate in Nashville or Mississippi or Los Angeles or Atlanta, still go on that website, dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com, or dial into the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline. And Chrissy, that number is?
Anytime, gang. Call or text 484-574-4088.
Once again, that's 484-574-4088. Like I said, I certainly can't talk with any great deal of authority on what's happening in Nashville or Mississippi or Los Angeles, but I do know that there are a lot of general nationwide trends, and that's what we're going to be talking about here. For example, Chrissy, I am an unabashed bull.
Good stuff.
On what is going to be happening with real estate values in most of the country.
Heck yeah.
In most of the country for the next several years. For example, there's an organization called Pulsenomics.
Ooh.
That convenes a group of over 100 economists, quote, real estate experts. Now, I'm always a little bit shy about experts, but they quote, they assemble this group of 100-plus people, and they put together what's called the Home Price Expectation Survey.
Okay.
And the latest survey has just come out, and it's down just a little bit from the one they did last quarter. But they are thinking that the average home price in the nation now,
mm-hmm.
so you're going to have some places higher, some places lower,
sure.
will appreciate by about 4.4% over the course of 2017.
Now, how does that compare to years past?
It's higher.
Okay.
It's higher because we had a hellacious run-up in 1996 to 2006. Average home prices in our area doubled, and they also went up an awful lot in most of the rest of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Then from 2006, 2008 to about 2012 or 13, we were on a roller coaster ride going down.
We all remember that.
Thanks to your federal government and the lending policies that got way out of hand.
Yep.
People doing what was called ninja loans. No income, no job, but yeah, we'll give you $500,000 for a house. Here it is. Don't worry about people don't get foreclosed on, so let's just ride this gravy train forever. But anyway, the lending industry, while it's still got some holes that I'm concerned about, we'll devote a little more time on another program to that.
Sure.
But I'm pretty well convinced that the lending industry is on pretty solid footing for the next several years, and I am a firm believer that home prices are going to increase over the next several years. Now, this Pulsonomic survey says things are going to go up by about 4.4% in 2017, and then average about 3% a year for the next 4 years.
Okay.
They're forecasting an average of a little over 17% increase in home prices nationally over the next 5 years. Now, what that means is, if you fit into that national average, and again, if you'd like more information about what's going to be happening in your particular area, go on that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline, 484-574-4088, or the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate.com, and we can just ask your question, we can get you the answer. But if you're close to that national average, and most places are going to be close to the national average, you buy a house now for $250,000. That still sounds like an awful lot of money to me.
Yeah.
Back when somebody paid, $16,000 for their first house back in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But if you buy a house for $250,000, enjoy living in it for the next 5 years. If these projections hold true, that house is going to be worth $293,000 in 5 years.
That's amazing.
And you've enjoyed an increased standard of living, and you've got that equity built up with absolutely no effort on your part. So that is why I'm such a bull on real estate.
That's good stuff.
I think it's going to be very, very, very good for the next several years, regardless of where you are. Now, there are some places in the country that are going to be experiencing a downturn, and I can't speak with a great deal of authority on this, but my old home country of North Dakota and South Dakota is probably going to be experiencing a bit of a downturn.
You think so, even with all the oil industry and stuff like that?
Well, you see, the oil industry is kind of tapering off.
That's true.
Tapering off a little bit.
Equalize it a bit, yep. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So that was one of the parts of the country where sales are actually projected to go down next year.
That's so interesting. By how much? What kind of a projection are they thinking about?
Well, again, another report that I have, Chrissy, is existing home sales reached the highest mark since 2007.
Wow.
Which is kind of scary. Which is kind of scary because that was when we began to hit the big skids.
Yeah, it's true.
But, for example, in the Northeast, which is where we're located here, sales are up 6.7% year over year. Median price is $254,000 in the South. Sales are up a little over 3% year over year. Now, in the Midwest, sales are down about 1.5%, 1% year over year.
Okay.
In the West, sales are up about 8% year over year.
We've got great stations in Seattle and Spokane and stuff like that. Looks like they're posed for some great growth.
Yep.
Very cool.
So there are places that are going to be going down, but I think that's because, particularly in North Dakota, for example, they had such an oil boom.
They had an oil boom and probably a construction boom, so where there used to be more demand than supply, maybe supply is evening out just a bit.
That's right. In fact, people were having to rent houses, 80, 90, 100 miles from their jobs.
That's unbelievable. Well, luckily on South Dakota highways, that's only still about a half-hour commute, 100 miles away.
Not quite that fast, kid. Not quite that fast. But, yeah, I did hear stories about, towns in central South Dakota. People would, drive up to their jobs, work there for 6-7 days, and then come back home for the weekend.
Right.
And that was the closest they could find a house was 100 miles away.
Crazy.
Those days are probably gone. But in general, guys, I am an unabashed bull on what's going to be happening to real estate values over the next 3 to 5 years. And I think really beyond that, unless the federal government goes crazy again, and I don't think with Mr. Trump and his financial acumen, that is going to be happening. Also, he does have a Treasury Secretary who seems to understand the housing market very, very well. In fact, he ran one of the largest banks helping people with foreclosure situations as one of his last jobs, which is one of the reasons that Trump picked him to be Treasury Secretary. So I think we're on solid ground, and this is, I tell people, this is probably the best opportunity we're going to have for the rest of our home buying lifetimes. Whether you're 20 or 30 years old or 40, 50, or 60 years old, probably the best chance you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to buy that first house or to make that move up buy.
Yep.
Now, why do I say that? Well, on average, folks, prices are going to be going up 4 to 5% in most parts of the country. Interest rates were still around 4%, a little bit above, a little bit below. A year from now, I suspect we're going to be above 5. And every 1% rise in interest rates is a 10% rise in principal and interest payment. So the combination of today's prices, today's interest rates, screaming out at you, buy now, buy now, buy now,
yep.
buy now.
Exactly right. And guys, for any of you out there listening, you know that you're interested in getting into the market. Wherever you are, coast to coast, you could be listening in from L.A., maybe from Dallas, maybe from Fort Lauderdale, wherever you are, you know you're interested in getting your toe in the market. Get a hold of Dad. There's very few real estate agents that have their own show. There's a reason he does. He knows what he's talking about. If you've got questions about your particular area, he knows exactly who to get you in touch with to get the answers that you need for your specific area right then and there. So find him, 484-574-4088. What am I missing?
No, I think you got it all.
Did you get it?
Anyway, the promise that I'll make to you, like I say, I can't recommend a good agent in Nashville, Tennessee, or Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or Atlanta, Georgia, without doing some research. But if you're looking for a particular situation, hey, John, I need some help finding a fixer-upper. Hey, John, I need some help finding a realtor who will help me move up. What I'll do is I will use my network in the country. I will get hold of a market center in that particular area and say, okay, who is the best person you have got to do whatever? And when I find out who that best person is, I'll interview them, make sure that I'm satisfied with their qualifications, and then I'll get back to you and say, listen, I suggest you talk to Joe Smith from the Hattiesburg, Mississippi Market Center. And doesn't mean you have to use him, but it means that you can.
There you
and
go.
Chrissy, I see we're out of time, but folks, tap me. I'm glad to help you steer in the right direction and find that realtor who can help you attain your real estate goals. Thanks, and looking forward to seeing you next time.
We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Kristen Agopian Show. Hope you enjoyed our last segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. I am getting loads of email just from that one segment alone, and I want to hear from you as well. If you've got any kind of questions on real estate these days, and who doesn't? You know, maybe you've got a house you're thinking about selling. Do I wait? Do I not wait? Maybe you're thinking about dipping a toe into the market for the first time. Do I wait? Do I not wait? Contact Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. And you can also always, always text Dad at 484-574-4088. Again, that's 484-574-4088. He's got the goods. He'll get you the answers you're looking for wherever you are in the country. Get yourself into that real estate market. Who deserves to be in it more than you do? Make those real estate dreams happen. All right, back to, I have got piles of feedback from you guys coast to coast about Craigslist. I'm grinning ear to ear. I'm loving this. Keep the good stuff coming. Before segment three, before we were talking Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, we were talking about Craigslist, and I think we had wrapped it up on the kid stuff, the stuff like pack and plays and high chairs and rockers, that kind of thing. It's all good. Next up, I don't own any pets, but from when I've connected with buddies of mine who do, it's unbelievable the cost of pets these days. We love them. We would do anything for them, but you know, money only stretches so far. So if you are looking for stuff for your dogs, your cats, your turtles, whatever it is, I know people who own horses, for God's sake. If you're looking for stuff for your pets, oftentimes, hello, Craigslist can come to the rescue. Case in point, dog kennels. Someone here is talking about how their 120-pound dog needed a big kennel, and the price of a, I think it's called dog glue, I think dog lovers will know this better than I will, was about $300. They picked up a barely used one for $50. Okay, I'm going to say that again. People who had this beautiful dog, I even have a picture of the dog. That's so sweet. 120-pound dog needed a big kennel, and the price of a dog glue in her size was about $300 new. Within minutes on Craigslist, she picked up a barely used one for $50. All it needed was a quick hose down to remove some grass and some dirt. Looked brand new. And I may not own a dog, but I can tell you right now from my wonderful friends who all do own dogs, when they buy that dog something brand new, it looks brand new for about 45 seconds, and then it doesn't look new anymore. It's like having a kid. Oh, I bought something brand new for the kids. Why? When you know it's not going to look brand new in about, 2 milliseconds. There you go. So there it is. All right, next up. Ooh, good ones. Good ones. Guys, play sets. In a nutshell, play sets. I'm laughing. Because you guys know my story about when we had our outdoor play set that we got on Craigslist. I've been wanting to update the playset. My kids are very outdoorsy. I love it when they can go out and get a bunch of good oxygen and just soak in the sunshine rays and play with their friends on it, do little picnics on it. We had this rinky-dink tiny little swing set from the time they were babies, and we clearly needed to upgrade. So a few years ago, it was two years ago this summer, I found one. I got myself on Craigslist, put myself on an alert type thing, which you can also do. Whatever you're looking for, you can put yourself on an alert so that you get an email every time one of the items you're looking for comes up on Craigslist. Well, I started doing that for a swing set, for a play set, and I wanted one of these really well-crafted, heavy, thick wood play sets, right? I just didn't want to spend literally, the one that I wanted cost about $9,000 brand new, and that clearly was not going to fly. I can't spend that for a car, for God's sake. But we found a beautiful, fantastic, exactly what I was looking for swing set, retails for about $8,900, and it was up there, wait for it, on Craigslist, wait for it, for free if I could get it out of there. Now, I've already regaled you with the story on how I got it out of there because it was just a comedy act like you would never know, and that was a couple of years ago. Dragged it home in the rental truck by myself, got it onto the truck, dismantled this huge thing, got it onto the truck, drove it home, dragged it into the backyard, gave it a new restaining on all the pieces. Victor put it together that weekend with a little bit of help from me, and we now have this $8,900 swing set that my kids and their friends absolutely adore, and all we needed to do was pay for the rental truck, which was about $50. And the stain, which cost next to nothing at my local home store. And then we needed one additional bolt. It was a hinge type thing for the swing. So when all was said and done, we got an $8,900 beautiful, well-crafted, well-made swing set for less than $100. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, guys. You don't want to be lacking for anything. You work so hard. You love your kids and grandkids. They're all working hard. They're great people. You want to show them how much you love them. But nobody's got that kind of cash. Or if you do, power to you. But if you find yourself wanting to devote your money towards other stuff, maybe paying down debt, maybe putting something towards a college account, a retirement account instead, there are other options out there, and Craigslist is just swimming with them. So I am digging it. All right, I'm determined to get through the rest of this list before the end of the show. So we're going to step up things a little bit here. Yeah, this is good. We got about three more things left. Next up, love this, love this, love this. Outdoor furniture. Wherever you are, weather's getting a little better, okay? Wherever you are in the country, and you're going to want to spend a little more time outdoors. I'm going to highly recommend that for so many reasons. You know why? Because you know you're working so hard, you're not getting the fresh air that you need. You're not getting the sunlight that you need. Your kids are working incredibly hard in school or college or in their own jobs. Maybe you've got grandkids, and you need a little time outdoors. You need a little time outdoors. It does me a world of good. And here's the best part. If you have these wonderful homes that we love, your outdoor areas, maybe a nice small front step, maybe a front porch, maybe a back porch that you're thinking about putting in, or just put some furniture out there for now and feel out the space. See if you want to create a back porch out of it instead. These are the exact areas that I'm talking about when it comes to finding this furniture. Here's the next thing. I have got cards to every warehouse store out there. I've got cards. I know I follow all of the great sales on outdoor furniture at the local, department stores, everything else. And it's well-crafted. It's made in the USA a lot of times. You want to spend the top dollar on it if you had it. But if you don't have that kind of money in your budget and you still need the outdoor furniture, Craigslist is where you go. It is unbelievable. I've gone after and I've found Craigslist furniture for, it's beautiful stuff. I have it in the backyard near the near my Craigslist playset. But it's a sofa, it's a two-seater, and you've got the two regular seats, just the one-person seaters, and you've got a love seat, a sofa, so you've got a two-seater, a three-seater, and two one-seaters, a coffee table, I got a huge picnic table with an umbrella that comes out of it, and six beautifully made chairs to go with it, And when you buy that in a regular store, you're going to find yourself spending at least a couple grand. That's a fact. And that's just the way it works. On Craigslist, I've done the same thing, and I got it for a fraction of that. I got it for about $300. I rented a truck. I picked it up. It's now home. It's wonderful. I love it. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Guys, I want to hear from you as well. Super last couple things. Landscaping supplies, outdoor furniture, and crockery and silverware. If you were in the market for any of those lovely things, that's where you want to go first. Check it out. Go on to Craigslist, see what you can do. It's all good. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. I love it. Hope you all have a fabulous week. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.